Cannon. Cannon, 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 cannon.
I'm like a cat that actually says meow. Just says it.
Like casually as it exhales from its cigarette?
Meow. Meow.
Another long day of napping in the sun.
Cats do love the sun. But you know what? So do dogs.
You heard it here first, folks.
Dogs like warmth. Then again, so do people.
They also say roof.
Roof. Dogs, it's such a difference between a dog and a cat.
Please expand on that.
the whole pet experience is totally different. The cat is so much easier.
Are you telling me you have a podcast by yourself too?
The cat is.
This is not an advertisement for you.
The cat. My ex-girlfriend from a long, long time ago had a cat, and I liked the cat. I liked that the cat was there, but it didn't give you any of the love that a dog gives you. Any of it. However. You could leave and not feel guilty with the cat there.
It's kind of like having a plant that rips up your furniture.
Yes. Yeah. A plant that goes to the bathroom in a box. And looks at you with disdain the entire time. Whereas if I were leaving the house and I had a dog, it would break my heart every single time. Isn't it weird that I'm not this person, but I have much more, I would have much more feelings for a dog than I would for a human.
I think that's most people.
Leaving the house, I'd be like...
Fend for yourself.
Getting away from my wife for a couple of hours, if I had a wife, and I'd be glad. And I'd be like, you want to go, Pooch? You want to come with me? We can both get away from her?
Not that person at all either, but I get it. I'm totally with you. But it's because I have so much respect for human beings.
Yeah.
But now, this might sound awful, but like, I wouldn't feel bad leaving Tyler at home. You know what I mean? If I could...
He could take care of... He's got a wife, though.
But if Tyler was mentally challenged, I'd feel really bad for him.
Totally.
And dogs are even
why would you have
mentally challenged than, like, his human caretaker. Mental challenged people. You know what I mean? Like, the dumber you are, the worse I feel about leaving you alone.
Absolutely.
Or
Absolutely.
Killing you with my car. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're preaching in the choir there.
So, that's why I felt bad for that cat in Death Valley.
I didn't feel as bad for that cat. I was grossed out and disgusted, and I felt horrible. But I didn't feel nearly as bad for that cat as I did for the family of cats I ran over.
Okay, let's move on. The generation you wiped out.
I would have felt better if I ran them over with a steamroller because at least they'd all be dead.
90 seconds of this program would best be described as rudderless. Aimless and rudderless. Let's get back on track. This is the After Disaster.
What Anderson. Track?
I'm Anderson. That's Mike Carano to my left. And there's Ty Ty, encouraging Mike's bad behavior, talking about... Subtle differences between cats and dogs.
I saw the movie Her last night. I hated it.
What?
Hated it.
Really?
Hated it. Hated
I call that being your favorite movie. You're a hard one to figure out with movies.
The person I saw it loved
You're
it.
You're a hard nut to crack, Carano.
Hard. You're an enigma.
I didn't like it because I knew it was coming to a bad end. And
all right. Come on. Settle down. A lot of people have not seen this movie yet.
It felt like I was breaking up with someone.
Michael, you're such an emotional pussy. You really
yes, I am.
You realize that?
He
yes,
doesn't like the
I
movie
am.
Because it made him feel things.
Yeah, that's true. I also became overwhelmed. I also became overwhelmed with the emotional. Mm. I became overwhelmed imagining what it's like to be Joaquin Phoenix and Scarlett Johansson going to the premiere, knowing one of you is in every fucking scene and one of you never shows up.
I think she knew that when she signed up for the
I understand, role. But it'd be weird.
Spike Jones
it would be weird.
Some cruel joke. That would be awesome, though.
It's almost like when
Fuck
she shows
Borat.
Up.
You do a movie and tell Scarlett Johansson that she's like prominently displayed in every single frame, looking beautiful. And
Scarlett
have her
Johansson.
3 hours before shooting for hair and makeup and wardrobe every single
and
day
she's
of the
her
shoot.
Voice.
And then shoot her reaction at the premiere of, oh, by the way, you're just an operating system, disembodied OS.
They could have done it with David Carradine in Lord of the Rings. I mean, Kill Bill.
I don't think.
Apparently,
I was about to say, what version did you
apparently
see?
Apparently, he was livid because they cut him out of the first movie completely.
He was Kill Bill?
Yeah.
Bill was cut out of the first? I don't recall that.
He's never in it.
Really?
He might be in it for like one scene.
He's like, fuck this. I'm going to go masturbate from the ceiling.
The thing is, I think I'd like it if Scarlett Johansson showed up for the premiere. And
I'm sorry,
Spike Jones is like, why are you here?
What are you doing here? Go get on that mic. Could over you there listen in the to it?
Scarlett Johansson, she does have a really good voice.
She was perfectly cast. Perfect. Yeah. Okay.
She might be the best looking.
What?
Best.
We're going best.
She might be the hottest actress.
What is going on right now?
Don't you think?
No.
Who do you think's hotter?
Liz Taylor. Show my age, aren't I?
Mary Pickford, of course.
Meryl Streep. Come on now.
No, I'm talking like Scarlett right Johansson. Now, might, Mila Scarlett Johansson is probably the sexiest actress,
for
right?
For me, Mila Kunitz blows her out of the water. Oh, and you know what?
This and Mila seems like a more fun person to hang
she's
out.
Super cool.
I think Scarlett Johansson has a cool side underneath.
Just super cool.
Super cool. Hey, no, I'm not a name drop or anything, but I hung out with that there, Mila Kunitz, one night. And, yeah. As well as Donna.
Give her the old Ashton Kutcher.
Oh,
and
I
Donna.
Gave her the Ashton. No, I did not. But they were both super, super duper cool. I liked them both very much.
What are you doing with your adjectives tonight?
Super duper. Oh, yeah, they were really cool.
They were neato, man.
Real
neato.
Cool cats. Hey, yeah. Let's talk about boobs.
We were jiving.
Let's talk about boobs.
Wouldn't that be lying?
I was at the gym.
Jab turkey, motherfucker.
Bouncy, 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 bouncy.
Stop it. About 70% of my my stories these days start with. So I was at the gym.
I like that. Mine all start with I was at Disneyland or Costco.
And some girl with giant rack walked
fake?
By. I don't know. I can't tell. But the wife is so busy these days that old Jillian doesn't listen to this. So I can say things like this. You know, and know that I'm not going to get in trouble.
Can't wait
later.
Till this all bites in the ass.
Yeah, one day, yeah.
She just goes, I was catching up on that show you used to do.
Why does she sound like Liz Taylor?
Because this is in the future.
That's Liz Taylor. Good Liz Taylor impersonation.
But I've never been a man for the big knockers.
No, me neither. Me neither. But you know what? I'll tell you something. You know what's weird is? I don't like him. We've discussed this before. I don't like big boobs either. But I'm starting to get a taste for medium to big boobs.
Mm-hmm. I'm with you.
This conversation is making me very uncomfortable.
I know. I realized when I wrote it in my phone.
I'm starting to get a taste for medium to large knockers. What?
When I was younger, I always liked girls that were super skinny, like punk rocker looking chicks, like goth. Punk rocky.
Like a cool boy that's pretty.
Yes, yes. A cool boy that smells nice. And no hair.
With a pretty face.
But now I'm starting to notice, like I'm starting to develop a taste.
I'm going to be honest. I've been trying to acquire a taste for a long time because I feel like I'm missing out on something. Like,
me too. Me
you,
too.
You know what I mean?
Seriously, yeah.
Like I wish that I could understand what you get from sipping that wine. For
yeah.
me,
yeah.
It just tastes bitter, but it gets me drunk, so I continue. You know what I mean? I don't like those people that like do the whole sommelier and they stick their nose in it. They're like,
it
tastes of peach and acidity and a bit of foot fungus and the tears of a peasant. I don't like any of that.
You know what? That's so weird. We are definitely on a parallel universe there because
I have
figured out what it is about big boobs. It's so great that people,
I train myself. I've been trying to train myself. Like, you can get into that. Like, if they're totally concealed, but if I can see the butt crack, that looks like a butt crack coming through, I'm not. Now, at the gym, I was looking at this girl. She was walking by, and she had, like, this really tight suit on, and her boobs looked great, right?
Yeah.
And then it occurred to me. I'm like, you know what?
She's wearing a suit?
Like, her workout suit. Like, the top, Tyler. The top. It was black, and it was tight.
Three-piece with a vest.
Made everything look very, like, if you were animating for, like,
Tomb
a video
Raider.
Game. Tomb Raider. Yeah, you would make her the boobs look like this, not unlike this woman who walked by me at the gym. And then it occurred to me what I like. Big boobs are a big gamble.
Yeah.
Huge gamble.
Yeah.
No idea
it's like
tight suit comes
once
off.
Once you pop the top.
Baby tiger looks cute in the cage. Once you let it out, you don't know what's going to happen. They stretch out their body.
Unfurl.
Off and whoa, yep.
Unfold. Yep. Droop. Sometimes they're covered. Half of them are covered. The mountaintop is covered with some kind of gray, muddy material.
Sometimes
don't like.
You got... two big pancakes
gray
slapping you in the
material.
Face. No,
not
I don't
the
gray
know so much, but like the like snow caps that don't look like it's like muddy cat, like just giant nipples of brown.
You know what I don't like? That's sort of
stretch
on top
marks
of,
are awful.
Yeah,
you never know.
That's too much sun.
It can get messy.
That's too much sun.
It can get real messy real fast. Tyka.
I mean,
you don't
bottom
know.
Line, we should like. It's easy that we should just be judging women solely by their breasts.
I don't. You know what I don't like?
When I decided to talk about this, I'm like, this is it could be deemed exceptionally offensive and misogynistic. But you know what? Chicks with big boobs, you guys get too much credit, and too many guys are coming up to you for just this. This is going out to the girls with little boobs.
I don't think it's a good quality guy, though. I think the kind of
horrible.
I think the kind of guys that are obsessed with big boobs have mom issues, mm-hmm. and they're normally Irish.
What?
Rune, you like the big boob there?
And Irish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's Irish.
He's licking his nipple at me.
Did your mom breastfeed you till you were 11? That's a big part of it.
Still does.
You know what my problem with the boobs is? I'm totally into them, and then I get bored of them fast.
Well, you get the gamble part, too, that I'm getting at, right? It never occurred to me. Like, if you see a girl with, like, a B cup.
Can we delete that part?
Or a low C cup? Like,
painted my nipples neon colors.
There it is.
You have a pretty good idea what you're getting. You take the shirt off, and it's like, that's pretty much what I was expecting.
Then you got to then your focus moves to nipples.
Right, which are great. But if you go double D or, like, even D cup, you just don't know what's going to happen once you spring that bra loose. You don't know what's coming at you.
Not to take this down a dirtier road, but you know what I don't like in porno is when the guys are having sex so hard their boobs are just flopping all over the place. And some guys think that's cool. I think that looks just like a workout.
Looks awful.
Yeah. It looks like you're hurting
painful.
Someone.
Yeah, it looks painful.
I don't like that. I don't want too much boob movage. A little bit of movage. Not too much. And I don't like it
when
it's in sync.
These boobs weren't made for moving.
I don't like it when it's in sync.
Like,
I don't think people should have intercourse just perfectly in time. Like, I think you gotta take it as it goes. You gotta improv jazz.
There should be no
jazz sex. That's what I'm saying.
Get on my 3/8 beat.
5/8.
Right, so that was I went back
it's
and forth quite
erotic.
Quite a bit. I wasn't even right at the end of the phone. Turns out I didn't need to. It came up naturally in talking about
speaking of coming up naturally.
Scarlett versus Mila, big boob versus medium boob. But I figured, you know what?
Scarlett have big boobs?
Yeah, I think so, right? The girls with the little boobs out there, they need a little help. And hey, guys, go for the sure thing.
They don't need help. They need more respect.
Hey, guys, don't worry. Anderson and Mike are all about it.
Wait, but girls that like spend a ton of money.
Your confidence will soar.
On putting things in their boobs so that they can have bigger boobs. All you're doing is wasting your money and attracting horrible, less quality guys.
You're attracting guys that drive four-wheel drive trucks. Now, that being said, I got to admit, when I'm in a four-wheel drive truck, I'm like, this is pretty fucking good.
Mike, smash cut to Mike getting breast implants.
Smash cut to Mike with a girl with giant breasts sitting next to him in his four-wheel drive
as much
truck,
as
and
I,
they're bouncing in perfect rhythm.
As much as I hate those dudes that drive those trucks, whenever I have a chance to be in one, I'm like, someday I'm having this fucking truck. And I'm going to drive around 3 feet over everybody, and it's going to be great.
3 feet over.
Looking down at their boobs through their sunroof.
They're medium. They're small to medium.
Mm-hmm.
While you grow your appetite for larger ones.
You know what's odd about breasts is, at least for me, and I have a feeling this is for most guys, is some breasts sort of turn me on, and some breasts turn me on a lot. Like, sometimes I'll
you
see...
Tell me more.
Like, I almost told a horribly personal story, and I'm glad I didn't.
Good, you're learning, Mike.
Yeah, but sometimes
he'll forget that he didn't want to tell it. He'll tell it in about 3 minutes.
I was making love to this young lady earlier this evening, and I would I was going to tell a story.
Big boobs, little boobs.
No, here's the point. This story isn't about this evening. It's about,
you know what? I just realized the perfect would be like one big, one small. You get the best of both worlds. Mm.
You know what?
Not bad, right? Have her cover one.
It looks great, too.
Be like with a different girl.
Yeah, that is not good at all. That one big, unless she's going to wear one of those like 70s style dresses.
Girls used to call often on Loveline and talk about how they had like a B cup on one side, D cup on the other. I guess it's kind of a common thing. And I would play that bouncy, bouncy thing, Tyler, but I would cut out the second bounce.
Yeah,
clever,
upsetting.
Right? Funny? Good stuff?
That's funny.
Yeah. So you're having sex with the
No, I'm just saying
tonight.
Sometimes I just notice boobs. Mm-hmm.
This just in. Sometimes men notice boobs.
Yeah.
All right, so I had written in my phone big boobs.
What is it about breasts that men like though? Is it just that they're part of the
big boobs?
What is it about
them?
But then you know what? I'm sorry I said that. What is it about a vagina? Cuz if you looked at a
vagina
and it wasn't on a woman, it would be disgusting.
Well, yeah.
But instead, it's like the most,
Vagina too, but I think to a lesser extent than the big boobs. And I have such a lack of appreciation for big boobs that I really do.
Someone says big boobs one more time.
Big boobs.
You know what kind of vaginas are like? Those puffy ones. was.
Anderson.
I had a joke there and I didn't do it.
Anderson, have you seen the Impractical Jokers where they have to go?
No, we're not moving off of Big Boobs yet. I have more to say.
I'm trying to get it. Well, he goes up to the creepy guy in the fedora, and the guy says that he likes a dirty pussy. It's very upsetting.
No, I've not seen
the stranger, not the Impractical Joker.
I don't think I've seen that.
It's very upsetting.
You know what's even more upsetting? This is off air topic, but producer Ann says, "What's the name of that show you like so much? Is that the Jokers?" I'm like, "Impractical Jokers." She's like, "Just got an email from their publicist. They're going to be on Conan," and it says right here, "Hey, we've been a long time. I'm on this new show." This is the publicist talking in the email. I have four guys, and I'm naming them for Ann. I'm like, "Yes, Murr, yes, Q, yes." And she goes, "And they'd love to come on Loveline. Should I reply?" I'm like, "Absolutely, get them on. When is it?" She's like, "January 22nd." I'm like, "Ann, that's last week. You're just opening this fucking thing now? We missed them by a week?
No, that was 2 days ago.
Fury.
I don't know what day it is.
Fury. I was so pissed. I was so mad. It'd be like having knowing that a girl with giant boobs could be in here, and then she got canceled last minute.
Canceled.
Canceled. I lost it now. Oh, so I have such a small appreciation for them, lack of appreciation, that I still do. Part of me does believe that it's like a trend. Like, one guy said, "You know what? Big boobs are good." And everyone's like, "Yeah, they are?" And I do believe that that's what's going on with the asses. And sorry for all the girls listening with the big asses, but when I was growing up, if you had a big ass, you're made fun of. They weren't good. Now everyone's getting ass implants and walking around shoving socks in their pants.
I had this conversation, this personal conversation.
Because some rapper said that Junk in the Trunk's good. And now everyone's going, "Hey, it is. Makes my dick hard."
Well, there's a difference between a nice, muscular butt versus the people that are fat and they think that it's good.
Yeah. I don't know. There's magazines
There's a difference. I had this conversation with Dr. Drew one night when we were driving around about boobs. And he said it's a built-in
mechanism for being able to supply food source for your child. Yeah, it's easy to say that. I don't know how much of that's true.
It's like that whole waist-to-hip ratio thing that they've done studies on, and men instantly do this calculation that they're not even thinking about when they look at women.
You know why I don't buy that completely is because most men don't look at women and go, "I need to breed with her." All they think about is, "I need to be inside of her."
Yeah, but it's
right, because you're not
going to be subconscious. You don't go, "Today I'm going to look for breeders."
You don't go, "I'm going to a bar tonight because I want to raise some kids."
I'm not saying that you do, but your brain is wired that way.
There'll be no raising.
Your subliminal reptilian brain.
Good point. You know what I do like about being a guy is you can knock some chick up and just split.
You totally can.
That's my favorite part
about
being a guy.
So horrible to say that.
It's pretty sweet.
Sorry, but realistically, your boobs are too big.
What's that? You're pregnant? We got to break up. All right, I'll make a $355 a month child support payment.
Really? I mean, the amount of...
hey, by the way, listener, I'm kidding. I think that's horrendous.
But honestly,
I want you to know that's horrendous.
In particular, Mike, we think that we have the answers and everyone's horrible and we're great and more people are like us in the world. So theoretically, with that way of thinking, with that mindset, we should be out spreading our seed, getting as many of our genes in the population as possible for a better world.
Mm-hmm.
We should do it for the betterment.
You want to know why I don't think we do that?
Why?
And I mean this. I know why I don't do it. Because I have low self-esteem. High self-esteem, you're like, "I'm the greatest. I need to get out there and spread this around.
I need more of me out
fucking
there.
Fucking Gene Simmons. I don't care."
Should we do a quick phone poll of the big boob, small boob?
Seeing Gene Simmons tomorrow. Yeah. Live.
How come?
Live in person. Because he's going to be at Dodger Stadium where I'm going to be. Watching hockey with a stupid fucking volleyball court next to
that game's on Saturday. That game's on Saturday.
It's technically.
Oh yeah, you're right. You're right. We drove by Dodger Stadium tonight.
Do you know how annoyed I am with the goddamn beach volleyball? Do you understand the annoyance that I have?
Okay, my friend said there was two hockey ice arenas. So one's a volleyball.
There's two hockey and then one volleyball.
Why are there two hockey?
Because they're having inline skating. Because it's California, bro. Ever seen
all on the same
Ducks,
night?
Bro?
All on the same night?
All on the same field because they have a bunch
and
of space.
And there's
going to
be a monster truck thing going on.
Tony Hawk.
Did you get good tickets?
There's no good ticket at Dodger Stadium for a hockey game. Yeah, so.
How much did you pay?
$115. I kind of got muscled into it. I didn't even want to go. I called up. Remember, I called you up and then I called my other buddy up right after you. And next thing I know, while I'm on the phone, he's on cheaptickets.com or some shit buying tickets. And I'm like, "Well,
that's the worst."
What, that site?
No. Oh. When you're like, "I'm thinking about going." Yeah. I bought them. Let's just split it.
And he bought three, which is weird. And there's no backing
three.
Out. There's no backing out. Yeah. All right. Anyways, let's do. You want to do the phone pool? The big boob.
Yeah.
Big
boob. Why not? Make a sweep through.
Bouncy, bouncy.
All right. Cross your fingers, everybody. We're going to the phones. Hey there. You're on the After Disaster. How are you?
As a big-ass, medium-boob person, I'm greatly offended by your show.
All right. How are you, honey?
You guys are so weird.
Thank you. We probably didn't mean it.
Do you? Oh, Mike's feeling all bad. So, but if you had
wait,
to,
are there humans attached to the boobs?
What?
Women aren't people.
If you had to have a picture of a woman's figure above your bed, not saying you're a lesbian, but if you had to have one up there, what would you choose? Big boobs, small boobs, medium boobs?
I like big boobs.
All right. One for the big boobs.
Wait, bring her back. She has a sexy voice. Like Scarlett Johansson. Maybe that was Scarlett Johansson, you asshole.
Hey, she's back on, buddy.
Scarlett Johansson.
Oh, you're not?
No, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Don't be sorry.
It's all right. I feel like we know you.
You do know me.
Yeah.
You guys never know.
This is Marina.
Yes, it's Marina.
See, I know.
What's up?
I know things. All right, we got one for the big boob. Chalk one up for the big boob. Actually, it should count as two because it's a girl, right? All right, Marina. Hey, Marina.
Yes.
Congratulations on the latest trend of guys liking big asses. Okay. Congratulations. Hey, Mike, get off your phone.
Seriously.
Very offensive.
Sorry, I got it.
Stop posting 19 things important on the Facebook page.
Stop trying to be Drew.
That was important. One of my patients is...
Hey, you're on the After Disaster. How are you?
Hello.
Hey, big boobs, small boobs, medium boobs.
Man boobs.
Man boobs. That's not really one of the options.
Do I have a backwards bell?
Man boobs. All right, you're disqualified, sir. What the fuck was that?
This was his big, shining, comedic moment.
What's wrong with our listeners? Man boobs.
This is a weird poll because I don't care what people say.
We're not that shocked.
We already decided medium boobs.
It's true.
Give us a ring on Flash Friday. What do you like? You like those big cans or like those itty bitty titties?
When we were kids,
ring us up and put them on the glass.
When we were kids, my sister bought a T-shirt that said "Itty Bitty Titty Committee" on it, and my mom flipped.
I've heard that. Hey, you're on the After Disaster. How are you? I'm gonna put you down for no boobs. Hello, you're on the After Disaster. How are you?
I like the concave.
Hey, you're on the After Disaster. How are you?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
If you had to sculpt your own body, would you go big, medium, or small?
Probably medium.
That's an interesting question. If girls got to form their own body, you could tell a lot by a woman about a woman by how she made her body. Like,
all
what
you
kind
have to
guy,
do is go to like the Beverly Center. And a lot of them sculpt their
But if
own
you
got
to start from scratch, because you could tell the girls that would make their super skinny waist, giant boobs, are looking for a dude who sits in the sun all day watching football, drinking beer, borderline beats her, drives a truck.
She just hung up. Why is everyone hanging up?
Has a construction job.
Are you back? Are you there?
Hello?
Hi there.
Hi.
All right, so we're putting you down for medium. And what's your name there, Sunshine? Hello?
Who, me?
If I wasn't here right this moment, you know what I'd be doing?
Yes.
I'd be watching Rat at House of Blues.
Okay, that's great.
Ooh.
Okay.
Round and around.
All right, thank you for your
love.
Vote. Jesus Christ almighty.
Jesus Christos.
You recording this?
I don't think the listeners are as enthralled to the boob discussion.
Are you recording? Is this
as
recording?
You gentlemen are.
Hey, how are you? Welcome to the After Disaster. You a big boob person there or a little boob person?
I'm an all boob person.
All right.
He's like the equal opportunity.
Greedy, selfish.
We got man boob.
Liberal.
All boob. No one could really make a definitive.
It's all cool, man.
Tyler, what about you?
Medium. Medium, yeah. It's also proportions, too, because some people have medium, but it's too big for them, or some people have big and it's too big, or some people have small.
Tyler's like, whatever Lauren's are is what I...
It's,
what
you
I
know
am.
What the thing is? Here's the problem with this
Lauren's,
whole conversation.
Lauren
is it's going to be rude to 99% of the people.
Why?
Because nobody...
We're saying nice things about all of them.
Very few people on the planet are attractive to most people. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, most of us are born...
Well, allow me to speak on those people's behalf.
Not looking how we'd like to look.
Mm-hmm. Well, we look like...
So we're having a 10-minute conversation about boobs.
We have a lot of baby fat, and we have thin hair up top.
Speaking of baby fat...
Kind of jiggly. Covered in mucus when we're born.
Someone says it took 221 episodes for boob talk on the After Disaster.
Yep.
A little surprised it took this long.
What occurred to me at the gym the other day when Big Knocker Lady was walking by. I'm like, is that good? You don't know if it's good. It could be bad. It's a gamble.
You were really working out hard, weren't you?
Well, then you got to rest in between sets.
Okay.
Think about other things.
You got to look at sets in between sets. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying, guys?
Tie, tie. Not here.
I think big boobs would be like a giant penis, and it would be more of a burden than a good thing.
Thank God we're not constantly walking around with erect penises, because girls would just constantly be judging.
We'd have to get new pants that were shaped like a box.
Every guy would be wearing jean shorts
to
work.
Cleavage pants, right?
Oh.
And the
little V, right? Like
there'd be a ton of it. Yeah, with a little V at the top. And there'd be so many dudes that would be flaunting. Like all the guys with big dicks would have, they'd have special pants.
It'd be like the guys that are buff, so they go shirtless, like at ridiculous times.
There's one fucker at my gym. He wears the same tank top every day. It's like, dude, if you're gonna,
is it like one of those? It's got the super thin strings that just barely covers the nipple.
Yeah, yeah.
You're the Mr. Blackwell at your gym or something.
I used to wear one of those all the time.
What'd you wear?
One of those. Actually, I would get a tank top and I would rip it myself.
Yes, so of course you would.
Like it was so low that it was like it had like the spaghetti.
Well,
like
your belly button was showing.
My
out
nipples
of it.
Could not even be covered at all.
I can out-gay you on that one. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to though.
Mm-hmm. You're not.
I did the same thing.
Did you? Tank top.
I had a Mickey Mouse T-shirt and I ripped the sleeves off and ripped the neck out like, and I thought it was cool to wear that.
I was talking to Mike the other day, and in talking to him, I reminded myself of a horrible meth story days thing that occurred to me that happened to me, Ty Ty. Where I thought I wanted to be an actor, and that's how I was going to learn the craft of filmmaking, by being an actor and being like an extra.
Oh, method acting.
Meth. I was on a lot of meth, and I was going to method act, and I was going to be on the set getting paid like $100, which seemed like a lot of money when I was a 19-year-old meth head, and I was going to watch the movie-making process from the other side, man. And
you're going to infiltrate.
And it was when I had my long hair, my 7 earrings, and I thought I was all sweet.
Was this around the Andy Dick time?
Yeah, it was right at that time. Yeah, so and I went and actually off
break.
Of that movie that Andy Dick was on, I found a girl who was in that movie. She played Eve from Adam and Eve, and she was actually one of the singing girls in Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? One of the girls
that
sings in the water.
Siren.
Yeah. And she hooked me up with her agent, and she's like, "Yeah, you know, you got a certain look, and I'm sure she'll listen to you." So I actually memorized this entire monologue, and I went to this woman's house, and I had to do the monologue, and it was like I was in a fight with a girlfriend, and it was very violent, and I had like a pipe. I remember that was like my like a big steel pipe was my prop that I brought with me in this woman's living room.
It's scary that you brought a prop. All I had was this machete. So here we go.
I hadn't slept in like 2 days, and I'm screaming at some imaginary girlfriend of mine on the other side of her bathroom door, and I sucked. I was awful, pouring my heart out. And she's like, "Okay, well, you know, you need to go take some acting classes."
Oh no! All right, idea for a horrible, horrible, hacky ass movie. Woman is expecting a person to come over to audition for a role for like the role of a robber, but a guy is actually breaking in and robbing, and then hilarity ensues.
I'm sorry. Could you please repeat your elevator pitch?
Too much of a setup.
Too much of a setup.
What was it?
This woman is holding auditions for whatever, or woman, person, doesn't matter who.
You'd have to explain and make it realistic that someone's holding auditions in their house, which does happen.
They're having auditions for a fucking, I don't know, bank robbery movie.
Okay.
And then a robber breaks in, but they think that it's just a really elaborate audition.
Oh, I see.
But it's not. It's an actual robbery.
But, and then it's like...
And then it just is a wacky romp.
But then they just smother him with like accolades and stuff. So he's still trying to rob them. But like more people come over, they're like, "No, you're great.
Yeah,
you're
like,
got
why
the
aren't
part.
You taking this seriously?"
Hey,
someone go write that and
sounds
make a
awful.
Terrible movie. I know.
Sounds really terrible.
Can I tell you guys a story that I already talked about on my podcast?
Oh, I can't wait to hear a repeat.
Is it about dogs and cats and small tits?
It was 1 week ago.
If it's any of those, please continue.
Ooh!
It was 1 week ago tonight.
Dog boobs next after Mike Stewart.
What's the deal?
Exactly
got
1 week ago in about an hour and a half, this happened to me. Mm. I left here, assuming the 405 was closed.
Oh, my God. This is going to be a boring story.
Drove side streets home down Robertson.
Oh.
Figured, I'm going to stop in front of my old building, take a little walk. 2:55.
All right. If anyone likes Mike at all, you follow him on Facebook or Twitter or anything.
You already
you've heard
this.
My wife knows all about this.
I'm going to wrap it up then.
And I know about it because I was texting Mike at the time that it happened. Really? You don't like Mike?
I get out near my old apartment building because I'm a sucker for punishment and going to places that brought me great misery and pain. And I'm walking around Beverly Hills from about 2:20 till about 3:10.
Fantasizing that you still live there.
I'm making a podcast recording, talking into my phone. I turn it off when I'm at the light, even though there's no traffic and absolutely nobody on the streets. To look at Facebook and look at Twitter, and all of a sudden there's a dude right in front of me. a dude like in his 30s.
Standing goes, in front of your car?
Scared the shit out of me. He's I was walking.
Car. He's in a car.
I was walking. No, this guy's walking too.
Oh, he was? I thought he was in a car.
No. And he goes, hey, you know where Slauson Street is? I went, no, sorry. You don't know where Slauson Street is?
It's over here.
I went, no, I'm sorry, I don't. And then he goes, you want a blowjob?
Yeah.
Wait, and was he black?
No.
And
it made me so fucking uncomfortable that I just reverted into being like a little kid. And I went, no, thank you. And he gets closer and he goes, you sure? I was like, no, thanks. And it fucking wigged me out. Uh-huh. Wigged me out.
Did he have big boobs?
That was the problem. He was a very large-chested no man.
What kind of a dude was he? Was he messed out?
I don't think so. He was, well, in retrospect, he was creepy.
Good-looking dude?
Not really.
Huh? How his
not homeless.
Did he have teeth?
But you know what? I
supple lips? Were the lips supple?
There was a lot of problems with this with that whole scenario. The biggest one was I started to feel like a homophobe, and I wanted to go chase him down and go, I'm not
Did
a homophobe.
Did he have a dick he needed to go suck on Slauson?
Oh, my God. Have we gotten to that point where, like,
I don't know.
If a guy comes on to you and you say no, you're like, oh, shit, I might have been insensitive there. Well, maybe I should have let him suck.
The minute I started crossing the street, I turned the recorder back on.
I'm not homophobic. Look.
Started telling the story, which I didn't
use.
Trying to get
yourself a hard
penis. But did he really need to get to Slauson?
And I don't even
since
know.
You didn't know he was just going to kill some
know.
Time by sucking your jang.
I don't. The whole thing was so shifty and creeped me out so much that it troubled me in a big, big way.
See, Anderson would have done it for the story.
I would not have.
You would have thought about it.
I would not have thought about putting my penis in a man's mouth for a story. Plus, the story's good enough with just having a weirdo. I would have a better description of the guy, like cup size.
Would you at least ask where he wanted to do it?
That's what Add I thought about afterwards. Flavor. Like, he wanted to just do it on the corner?
Yeah,
like,
I would try and get away.
He was going to rob me, right? Like,
yeah,
we were going to go
probably.
In the bushes, and then he's going to go, give me your wallet.
Well, I don't know. What was he?
Give your load and your cash.
I didn't say that.
God, that was fucking weird. I'm going back to
Slauson. Yeah, that's the thing. I was texting with Mike, actually.
I'll be there
as
like an
this
hour.
Because it was the night of the show, and we were texting back and forth right before
this
happened.
Did you think that Mike was, like, doing weird sexting with you?
And then Mike's, like, sends me a text. He's like, oh, my God, this guy just asked for directions, and then asked if I wanted a blowjob. And then, like, 15, 20 minutes later, he's like, I'm still creeped out. I should leave. I'm like, yeah, you should leave the spot where that happened.
He's still standing next
he's
to the
still
guy.
Standing,
just not
like,
talking.
Maybe he'll come back.
Just staring at each
maybe
other.
Maybe he'll ask again, and I can say yes this time.
I'm considering going back tonight.
What?
I don't know, man. There's more to the story.
You're going to mine in for more? Or,
next week I come in. You guys aren't going to believe this.
You're all relaxed.
But I got fucking robbed. You took everything.
No, you come back. You come back with an earring.
I come back. You guys got to meet my new boyfriend. Be cool. He doesn't know that I told the story.
God, how do you dress if you're gay? I was looking for something stereotypical, and I came up with earring, which is terrible.
That's old school. That's old. That's old.
Earring only in the right ear. That's what it used to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I love that you needed a sign.
I know.
People thought you needed a sign.
Why do you love that? I love that people were so persecuted they felt like they couldn't be themselves and had to do a
no,
tiny
but
little
it was,
thing
it was
to
so,
advertise. Stop.
There was never a point where you needed a sign.
What?
Was there? You know what? I take that back.
Straight,
yeah, you're right. I take
the,
you're right.
Male.
You're right.
The
I take that
the,
back. You're right. I'm mistaken because if you go to a party and there's just a bunch of chicks with nice boobs around and you're not doing anything for you,
big.
Some dude with an earring in the right ear comes along, small. All of a sudden that party got a lot better.
The sign, the gay sign back in the 70s at least, was Mr. Furley, right, from Three's Company, doing the finger. The ding-ding-ding, right? That's what
that was Tinkerbell.
I don't know what that is, but
that was
sounds
Tinkerbell.
Terribly offensive.
You don't know Mr. Furley's sign?
Nope.
Mr.
No?
Furley was not PC.
Nope.
He was on PC, but like that's what I always got the sense that like two gay guys would make eye contact, and then when no one else was looking, they would do the little Mr. Furley thing.
No, that was him making a bell for Tinkerbell.
Yeah, I know. But I thought when I was a little kid,
I don't think
I really
they did. I don't think they really did that.
I really thought it did.
Maybe at some point they actually had a bell.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of bells,
someone's horny.
Saving Mr.
You like
Banks.
Big bells or medium bells?
Saving Mr. Banks, not a good movie.
Haven't seen it.
You shouldn't. It'll sully your idea of what Walt Disney is.
Okay, I won't see it then.
It's somebody doing an impression of Tom Hanks. It's not Tom Hanks doing Walt Disney. It's not good. Let's go back to the gym for a minute, guys. Right,
let's
this is good.
Do it.
I wrote this down for you guys. Right, I'm going to throw it out, and I just want
Gymcast.
This is actually a good story about a corporation, which rarely happens. All right, okay. Remember a number of months ago, I went to my. It's a brand new gym down the street here. It's brand new. Not a new building. It's a newer building, but it's like they are new in there. They retrofitted the entire building for the brand new gym that went in there. And I went into the bathroom, and the urinal above the urinal, there was a sign. I actually even did a vine of it, and it says, "Caution: Do not drink toilet water. It's recycled water." Like it was a warning not to drink the toilet water.
Thanks for that warning.
And it was it was just like, how dumb are we?
Yeah.
That we have to have a sign like that. So it made me not like the gym. I didn't want to go back, but I did. And Tyler, what's that all about? Why are you doing that?
Can't they just put one big sign at the front and just have don't and have like 80 things on there?
Flash forward like a month or so.
Don't fuck the machine.
I was in there last week and I went into the bathroom and the signs are gone. I don't know how long they've been gone for, but they're gone. There was like two of them and they're both gone.
And you took a big swig?
Yeah, now it's open season
so
on toilet water.
I pulled out a straw, which I always keep in my back pocket, and just started slurping. No. I went out and immediately found it was – I knew it was going to be an awkward encounter, but I immediately found the first trainer that I could find, somebody official that works there because I had to know. And I find a big buff guy.
You probably thought you were gearing up for a lawsuit.
With no neck. And I'm like, hey, man, I got a question for you, not workout related. It's going to be a very odd question, but hopefully you can help me here. I must know.
Yeah, what do you need?
When I was in here, beginning, when you guys first opened, there was a sign above the urinal saying that you shouldn't drink the toilet water. Sign is now gone. What happened there? And the dude knew. He knew exactly what
and
I was talking about.
What was it?
He said that corporate found out that those signs were up, and they were furious. And they had people take them down, and then the city came back, and the city was furious with corporate. Long story short, the city demanded that since there were a new business going in there, that's the new protocol now, is they must have that in public.
The city
of Playa del Rey or whatever.
This city.
And corporate of the gym that I'm a member of, they fought tooth and nail because they didn't want to insult their members. And I applaud that. One of the first times I've ever heard a story where corporate.
What bullshit politician in this city voted on that's an important thing to have up?
Now, it also could have been the city playing hardball with a company they weren't getting enough money from and, you know, trying to fuck with them as
just
much.
So.
Oh, and then I'm like thinking, thank God for that, for corporate sticking up, you know, for the integrity of its members. Like, it was
the mental acuity.
It was embarrassing. I felt like like some kind of an animal.
I don't have an opinion on this yet, but so every one of us gets in a car, or any car that was made in the last 20 years, and there's giant warnings on the air visors, on the visors, for that airbags can kill you.
Right.
And they use that terminology.
Right.
Now, that's obviously because of lawsuits.
Right.
Now, in the history of cars, has anyone seen that and went, oh, I'm not getting in then? I mean, yeah, seriously, like, just go. I'm not taking this.
Has it ever altered anyone's actual action?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
In fact, if you don't like your kid, it might make you get in quicker. You know what I mean?
You got a good point. Yeah. Your wife's mouthing off.
It's not there to make you think. It's just there to be their get out of jail free card in case you.
Yeah, but it serves no purpose because
it serves a purpose to protect their asses from.
So then I get in the elevator.
So they're going to go to court and they're going to argue that you had an option to get out of the car.
Yeah.
You guys ever been in an elevator where the elevator tells you to stand clear of the doors?
Yes.
Stand clear of the doors.
I had not heard that until I got in. Immediately after that conversation with the man with no neck explaining to me the sign in the corporate story, I got into their elevator to go down to my car and it told me to stand clear of the doors. I'm like, okay. And now we're back to square one.
The reason that I don't trust you know what I don't like about me is that I 100% trust that infrared sensor is going to work, because I stick my hand in elevator doors all the time to catch the elevator and it always stops, and I don't know why I trust that fucking thing.
Losses. What's going to happen? I mean,
there's a good question for what's going to happen.
It doesn't have a whole lot of force behind it.
Very real story. Really did happen. Someone was running for an elevator in Germany. They tripped and they fell in the door and it closed and decapitated them, and the elevator took off and there was a woman inside the elevator that had to ride with the head.
That's sweet.
True story.
That's okay though. But that's different. That's not the doors cutting off your head. That's the thing going down and the ceiling cut off.
Probably, yeah.
Not probably, for sure.
My friend Dave had the best comment about that ever. He goes, you know she's going to live with this horrible guilt her entire life because she was probably hitting the door close button the whole time.
Oh, my God.
I was like, you know she was, and you know that that's on her mind.
Nine!
Her still attached mind all the time.
I wonder if she was apologizing to the severed head.
I'm so sorry.
We can fix it, man.
And she immediately picks it up and drinks the blood from his stumpy neck. Because there's no sign that says, do not drink the blood from a severed head.
First she peed on it, though, because it's Germany.
Absolutely.
That's what they're into.
They're like, why is he covered in shit? Mm-hmm. I don't know.
You guys watched Seven, yeah? The movie Seven? I was trying to get to sleep the other night. I had a really hard time getting to sleep.
Why has that come up in my life like four times in the past 3 weeks?
Because it's such a great movie. And I was, I don't know why, but I was thinking about John Doe and how he'd hunt down like gluttonous people and people with pride and the pound of flesh and all the horrible way. But then I was thinking about you two guys. And I thought if he had to, this is a good question. If John Doe was coming after you, you know that he's going to kill you. He's coming into your house tonight to kill you. And you know there's nothing you can do about it.
Go to a hotel.
No, there's nothing you can do. All right.
Go to Slauson. Well,
this show's going to be more depressing then because I'm going to be crying.
Which of the seven sins is he killing you for?
Name them all.
Well, we opened up with a little gluttony, right?
Mm-hmm.
You made the man eat canned spaghetti, which was disturbing in
itself.
He
could kill me for gluttony because I eat every friggin' thing I see.
Canned spaghetti. I think the next one that he did was greed. The pound of flesh.
Definitely not that one for me.
Yeah, me neither. I'm free and clear on that one.
Then he went to sloth. Sloth might have been next.
What is sloth?
This is going to be an uncomfortable one. But sloth was kind of a weird one with the movie because sloth is actually being lazy. But the man that was punished in the movie was we were led to believe that he was a pedophile. That's why he was being killed. You know, sloth. It was one of the worst on camera deaths I've ever seen in my life. Sloth.
Remember how'd sloth? They kill that guy?
He tied him to a bed and starved him slowly.
Oh, yeah.
But kept him alive and, like, took stool samples and pee samples.
Yeah,
that was the guy terrible. Ate his own tongue.
Yeah. And then they were, like, touching him, and then he moved.
Yeah,
and
he
scares
moved.
You,
it was
terrible.
One of the most horrific things you've ever seen in the history of cinema. Yeah. So there's sloth.
Oh, well, not as terrible as the giant sword dildo.
Yeah.
Hey, man, hey, fucker.
He told me to fucker. Told me to fucker. So I did.
God, that scene. Jesus Christ.
I see that guy. He's a character actor. I see him in a lot of movies. And every time I see him in
I'm going to watch that movie because I don't remember any of this stuff.
Oh, it's so good. He makes him put on a...
like a 4-foot sword cock. Like serrated.
It's a strap on, but it's just it's not a dildo. It's just a giant knife. It's so horrible. All right, but I can't remember what that was. What was that one?
Honey, I landed a film roll.
Yeah.
What is it?
Oh, the kids are so excited. No, they can't see it.
Pride is one where he takes a model and he cuts off her nose and puts sleeping pills in her hand, or he tapes them in her hand. And she has to choose to either take the sleeping pills or make a phone call. She takes the sleeping pills, kills herself because she doesn't want to live without a nose. She's a model. What was the sex one? What was that? Lust.
Yeah, lust.
What's wrong with you, Anderson? Come on. What would he kill you guys for? What would he be coming for?
It was only like 5.
I know, because the end, I don't want to get into the end with what's in the box, but it's envy and wrath. Here we go. 7.
It's
coming. I'm going gluttony.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, because I'll eat everything. I'll eat every goddamn.
So you,
I'll buy a 2-pound pack of M&Ms and I'll eat every single one of those suckers.
So John Doe, you know he's been following you around all day. That's one of the caveats too. And so it would be gluttony for you, really.
What else?
I think I'm somewhere in between sloth and envy.
Yeah, I think I would get envy or wrath.
Oh, and you know what? I didn't think of envy. You're probably right.
I think maybe wrath. Constantly got an axe to grind, following people around the gym that don't even know how angry I am.
I'd be sloth and then envy, though, because I'd be like, I want that, but I'm not going to work towards getting that at all.
So he would kill you for sloth envy?
Yeah.
It'd be envy sloth. Yeah. Okay. All right. I was hoping that would yield some more fruit.
But no, it just got really real and sad.
I'm creeped out, man. I'm creeped out.
Here's our shortcomings.
If you had to choose which one he was killing you for, like, he knew he was watching you.
Give
so
me
you...
that sword, dog.
So all day you know John Doe's following you around, and you just have to like act out like you're all lustful all day, Ty, just so you know.
You know what this reminds me of is when you drive to Vegas, all those signs are up on the side of the road.
For sword dogs?
Oh, they got the 7 sins.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then right after that, the guy has on the wall of his building, this is the crookedest sheriff in America.
Oh, yeah.
Like he's got
got
an issue with the local sheriff.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because nothing I take more seriously than the guy who's painted his manifesto on a tin wall.
However, probably hundreds of thousands of people have seen it.
Oh, yeah. This is a guy
that lives...
And they've
all thought, what a fucking psycho.
Psycho.
This is a guy that lives on the California side of the Nevada-California border, and as people are driving on the 15s, that's a two-lane highway. Well, 2 lanes on each side. So hundreds of thousands of people, probably every day almost, right, go through there.
No, probably like hundreds of thousands a year. But
really?
Yeah, I'd say realistically on that street, probably...
Have you been out there 5, like, on a holiday
cars,
weekend?
5,000 cars, 10,000 cars.
A day?
Yeah.
You might be right. Anyways, thousands of... sets of eyes see these billboards.
Do you want to know something about that guy? We're saying he's a psycho, but if he were to come in here and, like, we just had a guest and he mentions, oh, I got a place out off the 15 and that crooked chair, if I painted it, we'd be like, oh my God, starstruck. Yeah, you're the guy.
I don't know.
I'm not sure. We'd be starstruck.
Starstruck.
We'd be starstruck.
But you know what? We give him shit, but basically he updated his status once and he's never had to change it since.
Never did. Never had to change it. He's still correct. I want to look into that story and find out who
that
sheriff is.
Can you imagine that guy on Facebook, though?
I understand.
What do you fill your timeline with?
Every fucking day.
I'm saying he used his wall as his status,
his actual
his
status
wall. Rant.
His actual wall.
And he's left it.
Okay, what I'm about to say is a long shot. Mm-hmm. And I know it's going to be a waste of breath on this show. Mm-hmm. But if you, the listener, by chance, are attending the NAMM show this weekend.
Christ almighty. I feel like there's a food
truck. There's a food truck. There's a bunch of food trucks right in front. There's three food trucks off to the side.
Is this related to anything?
It's the best.
One is called like the devilishly good food truck or something. I had a grilled cheese lobster sandwich today that was so good. I'm craving it now.
Yeah, gluttony is definitely
good. It was so goddamn good, and I'm going straight there. I'm going straight to that food truck tomorrow as soon as I get down there, and I'm having that grilled cheese lobster sandwich.
Oh, if I only knew Kevin Spacey, it'd be so great to play a joke on Mike tomorrow.
Shoving a lobster up my ass.
Blood all over his
hands.
There
you go, like, dick.
Chopped off his fingerprints, and he's just staring at me.
How good of a friend would you have to be with Kevin Spacey to be like, hey, Kev?
Yeah. Got a big favor.
My friend.
It's going to take about two
days. He really likes grilled cheese sandwiches. Can you follow him around and pretend you're going to kill him?
He's like, you know, I've done like 40 movies since then. What?
Also, he's terrified of K-Packs. So if you could do something with that.
Banana. I've never seen K-Packs.
He wears sunglasses.
I need to see K-Pax because somebody is in it that I like. That
Kevin
I
Spacey? Know. Your friend?
Nope. Kevin Spacey is my good pal. All right.
Ask your friend Kev if he likes the big boobs or...
I don't think Kevin likes boobs. That's what I've heard.
He likes the double D-packs.
Okay. I've been meaning to bring this up, but the show has had its own thing going on.
Oh, we have advice, too. We have lots of advice requests.
Good.
Okay, maybe I can push this off again. You guys want to hear about the Taco Bell drive-thru guy that I heard speaking his mind in Taco Bell in Portland when I was there a few weeks ago?
Lay it on us.
So usually I do the drive-thru, right? Because usually I'm with the wife.
Course,
she refuses to get out of the car for any kind of food or anything.
Unless you have to pee.
She doesn't. Exactly. So I'm always doing drive-thrus with the wife. But I went out and she stayed at the motel and I ran out to get some food. I'm like, either they didn't have – no, they had a drive-thru, absolutely. So for whatever reason, I wanted to go inside. It looked like a nice Taco Bell. It was in there's like they have like a town
this
which I learned
carpet.
Later is a total ghetto part of Portland, but it's called like Mall 52 or something. That's okay. The name of the town.
It sounds like it's like a the name of like a 40-ounce liquor.
Hey, what I just said, I'll repeat it.
Your podcast is not skipping. This is how the show works.
What I just said. Imagine how
do not
weird,
adjust your set.
Just imagine this. This is not even a joke.
Are we going back to lobster cheese sandwiches?
No, imagine this. You walk into a fast food restaurant, and it's carpeted. How weird that would feel.
Oh my God.
Wouldn't that feel weird?
Like Shaq.
Like something is totally wrong.
Ew.
It doesn't matter. Just soft. You'd be like, what's wrong with this Taco Bell?
That'd be really odd. We should invent one. And we should be really cruel. And not
I think
have
there's some, though, that have that weird, like really thin carpet. Mm-mm. I think I've been in like a KFC before. The KFC
oh, you might be right. Like different colors. I'm picking like red and blue.
Kind of like a casino,
God, it's creepy.
Almost.
Creepy. Maybe. Okay, so what this dude say that Maybe. Was speaking his mind?
So I walk
Taco
in
Bell.
There and overstaffed. They got like four people that are waiting on me. The place is completely empty.
Overstaffed. One guy.
No, they're overstaffed. They got like four guys talking to me and two girls and a guy and two guys. Anyway, but the main thing that I can't
a lot of talking, help, not enough tacoing.
Help but focus on is the guy. He's a white squirrely dude and he's taking the orders of the drive-thru. The drive-thru is absolutely packed. Right, that's probably one of the reasons why I went inside. I'm the only dude inside. Drive through pack, and he's taking orders, and he's got this like little button that he pushes. I guess so. Like when he's talking to them, mm-hmm. he's got the headset on, but so he pushes a little button from a little wire that hangs down, and then as soon as he releases, he's not talking to them anymore, and he turns to his friends, kind of turns his head halfway. He's like, "Holy shit, this motherfucker's being racist right now. You should hear this motherfucker." All right, would you like any hot sauce with that, sir? And just back and forth like that. This lady's a fucking fat bitch. You should hear what she's. Wait till you see this lady's order. Okay, that'll be 822.
What?
And like he didn't know I was in there, or he didn't care.
That's fucking great.
It was pretty awesome.
That's great.
It was pretty goddamn great.
Okay.
It's too bad that drive-through intercom makers can't catch up with technology because Apple seemed to work it out where you can talk, and then the phone
cancels out.
Yeah.
How does that guy not? He's gonna fuck up one day.
Of course, right? He's gonna fuck up, and it's gonna be great.
And you can tell the rest of his coworkers were like, "I really
the best
don't like this guy
pusher.
At all."
Oh, really?
Yeah. They were kind of like, "When is he gonna shut up?
When's he gonna
We've
snap?"
Been hearing this nonstop.
Shut up! He's just gonna snap someday.
And he was like talking to like everyone, but no one at the same time. It was really odd. It was really quite.
Oh, it's like when you're like that one guy that like tries to make jokes kind of loud so that other people will hear it and laugh.
Yeah.
Ugh.
I'm pretty sure this guy was just racist to me. I'm pretty sure. Okay, sir. Please drive to the second window. Thank you.
I like that.
So if you're familiar with Portland and there, you know that mall area, that fucking place is called Mall 52 or something. Learned later that I should not have stayed out there. Actually, I learned as I was checking into the
Find
hotel.
That Taco Bell and go in there and videotape that dude.
It's right next to Pizza Place, which is pretty fucking sweet, actually. The pizza place is called Shanky's or something.
Shanky's?
Something like that.
Did they have Maja Patatas?
It's been there since like the 70s, and it was awesome. Like nothing's changed since the 70s, except you can't smoke in there. Portland's
$1
weird.
Pitchers?
They have like weird like their lottery tickets. Somehow they've turned them into slot machines, so you can play the lotto. It's like a lotto, but they're slot machines, and they have horrible odds, and there's fucking poor people just sitting at slot machines playing the lotto.
Why not?
Losing.
Why not?
And you can't pump your own gas, right?
Yeah, you can't allow to pump your own gas, which is really awkward for someone who
really terrible
lives in, because you're not sure if you should tip them or not. And like,
Yeah,
I always tip them.
Do you talk to them? Do you look at them?
Right.
They're
holding
trust,
my credit card.
Do you
card.
Trust them?
How do I know I'm going to get my credit card back? Are they buying things?
That's a gross.
How long did it take to get gas, like in the 60s with a credit card? Guy pumps it, and then he has to run it through that machine.
Oh, I hate that machine. I hate it. Are we talking about the machine? We lost the girl. No one's calling anymore. We had a girl on the line. She's gone now. Mm. Oh, wait. Marina's still there. Hey, Marina. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. The other girl hung up. You're the last girl on the line.
Yes.
I went to... You know how we sometimes we discover cool places in the valley and the reasons we like the valley? I had to bring a recorder to be repaired to a guy in the valley.
What was wrong with your recorder? Deep
in the valley. We're learning about recorder repairs.
So, the valley... The bad parts of the valley where I was in the bad part, there's all these little mom and pop businesses and stuff, and they've clearly been there since the 60s or 70s, and the same old grumpy person's working in there. This dude was like a German dude in a tape recorder repair shop. And I walked in. I want to take you to this place just so you can see it because it's very impressive. This guy has a workshop where he fixes like reel-to-reel recorders, and he's been there for at least 30 years. German or Middle Eastern, not Middle Eastern, but Eastern European guy. Mm. This place is fucking spotless and organized. Like you can't, like I've never
seen. Kills people in the back.
No, but I've never seen a place like this. Spotless and organized. Everything was put in its place and it freaked me out.
And what brings you to my store today?
And I brought it up. I went, this place is, this is unbelievable how well organized. I don't understand how these people can work in a messy environment. And I was like, okay.
I bet you it was much more like a, yeah, I don't know how some people work in a messy environment.
No, it wasn't. He has a very thick accent.
All right, we're going. I have to go and see for myself if that guy is that mean when you're like
complimenting
him. Well, because
I have to go back and pick up the recorder because it was too much that I'm not paying to have it repaired.
I don't go to places like that anymore because the last time I did, I just dropped off a simple lamp that I got from IKEA years ago that I can't find anywhere else now. It's like... obvious like late 90s future looking horrible lamp that I love. And I dropped it off and the dude kept it for 6 months, finally gave it back, and the way that he fixed it for $40, I think cost 30, was he just put a bunch of black duct tape around the base thing and it worked for 2 days and now it doesn't work.
This was an eight track recorder from the 90s.
So all handymen are written off because
all
of that
those
guy?
Creepy ones that are like disorganized and they have like you can go and pretty much see like the lineage of televisions from the 50s.
Yeah, that's what this place is too.
There was a place until like 5 years ago.
Are those things that people just never picked up?
No, I don't. Well, I don't know. But I'm in the same boat. This recorder was a recorder that I used to use in the 90s to record music on, and I've got about 100 songs on about 100 cassette tapes, and I wanted to listen to them back. Uh-huh. So I bought this recorder on eBay. It was immaculate, and I broke it recently. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be $250 to fix it. So
he's
I don't know what to
get the
do.
New operating system and it'll be fine.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Wipe it clean.
Until like 5 years ago, there was a store near my parents' house that is a typewriter repair Yeah. Typewriter and fax machine repair. I'm like, how?
Probably sewing machines too.
You see John Hamm walking out of there?
How? And it's just piled to the top with old devices.
You see Peggy walking out?
I don't understand how
fixed
those places stay in business.
Fixed typewriter.
The valley is full of those kind of places.
It's bizarre. I don't understand.
The vacuum store is, I'm like, how come Best Buy and Costco hasn't put you out of business 10 years ago?
Baby boomers. Right, they don't trust the big corporations.
I had an embarrassing situation in the vacuum store recently. I couldn't figure out how to put the change the nozzle on my high quality Miele German vacuum.
Miele,
and I brought it in there. I told the guy, this just doesn't fit. I go, I'm missing an attachment or something. This doesn't fit, and he literally just put it right on in front of me with no effort whatsoever. And I was like, oh, I didn't know it just goes right on. And I felt like the biggest. It literally just went.
Did you pay him for your shame?
I have literally dozens of stories like that. Yeah. It's like, I'll go back like immediately after I buy something because I'm sure there's a piece missing or something.
Me too.
Yeah, it happens all the time.
I don't know what I did that was wrong because it fit flawlessly. He just went like this. I was like,
Mike,
oh,
this is an audio podcast.
That's it.
So no one could see
you. It just fits, huh?
Your opposite.
Like, well, at home, it didn't fit.
Jack off move you to see.
That's my jack off
move. It's the opposite of it.
One gesture. Yeah. I'm so good. I just need to touch myself one time.
All right, let's talk a little bit more about the government and science. Government science. All right, I think that it's sweeping. I think it's something they did on both coasts in the United States. But after there was a large tsunami in a few different foreign lands in recent years, somebody said they got up on their pulpit and they're like,
tsunami evacuation routes
must have tsunami evacuation routes up and down all of our coasts, the United States of America, or else the dumb people. That the public is
just an arrow pointing inland.
We'll wander towards the shores because they are dumb and they have
don't
no
evacuate
idea.
Towards the water.
So, and I looked and I did some research. You normally I don't do research, but I did some research and I was trying to find out how much budgeted for these signs because I'm guessing well over $1 million, probably a few million dollars to make because they're everywhere.
That's actually going to make me mad if you tell me it is.
I didn't find out because I couldn't find any information. If anyone knows, please email Tyler. But I'm thinking at least a few million dollars to make these signs. They're all over California. I went up to Portland, all over Portland. When I was in Hawaii over the summer, all over Hawaii. And all they are is every time you're going toward, you get like within half a mile
like points of, to a hill.
Of a shore. It says entering evacuation area, entering a tsunami area. And then when you're leaving, it'll say exiting tsunami area.
Why don't we just have signs everywhere that say watch out for falling plane parts?
That's next.
Don't give them ideas, Michael.
You know? Wherever there's a route. And there's already signs like all through the canyons where it says, danger, power lines overhead.
Yeah.
Everywhere there's power lines overhead.
Yeah.
But how much do you think they pay that? And with my goddamn tax money.
Yeah.
Took my goddamn
tax
right.
money. You're right.
Jesus Christ. All right. So anyways, that's my white man.
It just
makes
me angry thinking about anything the government does. Most importantly is the parking meters. Nah, the fucking carpool lane. What a waste.
No, the evacuation signs. The tsunami evacuation.
Yeah, but the carpool lane is something that affects us every day.
They should have signs everywhere with arrows pointed up saying sun could burn you.
Yeah, sun could burn you. Watch out.
Sun
could
burn you. And
warning, snakes live
and
near
they'll be
your
solar
feet.
Powered and they light up at night.
Snakes might bite your feet if you're in a snake area. Watch out.
Warning, people asking for directions may also want to suck your wang.
Watch out, loose tiger somewhere on the planet.
Caution, time Maybe. Passing. Time passing will die at yep. some point in time.
Closer to death.
Time Caution. Is passing. Caution.
Yep.
Clock ticking.
Avoid Caution. After disaster.
No toilet nearby. You may have to go to the bathroom.
We got two.
Oh, yeah, we got advice. God damn it, we're selfish.
We also got two votes on Twitter.
Oh, we did.
I got big boobs are pretty sick.
Thank you, Spencer Pratt.
And Curtis says, I'm a lover of all boobs, but I cast my vote for Big!
Yeah.
A lot of drama in his reply.
I like that he's opinionated.
The Big.
Okay, let's go. Questions.
The Big.
All right, I like this first one. I think it'll be a lot of fodder. All right. Hi, Pabs. I'm a senior in high school having a bit of trouble with a weird situation. Last year, I reached out to one of the new kids and became friends with him. He was a cool dude, but he never got into the community as much as the other new kids. This year, I'm pretty much one of his only friends, but he's starting to get really annoying and clingy. Sometimes he'll even try to make me feel bad for not spending more time with him and spending time with other friends instead. Lately, he's been bugging me about college, and every time I talk about somewhere I applied, he tells me he's going to apply too. Basically, I don't want to be a dick, but he's been really annoying the past few months, and I kind of want to ditch him. But then I remember he doesn't really have other friends, so I feel bad if I do. What's the ethical thing to do here? I'm not sure if I can take 3 more months.
Okay, here's the thing to do is...
I'm glad Mike's on top of this because this is
now,
a tricky
I got
one.
Two things.
It's tricky.
One is if you're Mike Carano, you're just going to cling on to that friend for life and you're fucked. Because you will not have the balls to cut that person loose.
Okay.
Two, he's talking about one of us, by the way.
What you need to do is what you need to do.
Yeah, whatever you do, don't get into a podcast with him.
Is clearly that person is a little mental and they're annoying. So you should just tell them, I don't want to be friends anymore. Turn around and walk away. But no one has the balls to do that.
So those are your two things?
You should do?
He's stuck with him.
Here's what you should do. Figure out when your two-year anniversary for meeting this person is. Write up a business plan that says get rid of all friends in 2 years and show it to them and say, hey, bad news, we're coming up on something and I'm sticking to it. I don't know how you do that.
Honestly, well, here's what.
But if that guy follows you to college.
Yeah, you can't.
Yeah, that can't happen.
You can't continue to tell him anything about college. You got to keep that on the down low. Keep that under your hat.
You know, you got to throw him red herrings. You got to be like, yeah, you know what? I'm going to Amherst. And then he goes to Amherst, and you go to U of A.
Well, that rules out Amherst for you. You can never go to Amherst. So
that's what I'm saying. You throw a red herring to where a place you're definitely not going.
Amherst. You know what? You could try this very dangerous maneuver.
Transfer to Amherst one day.
Very dangerous maneuver.
Mm-hmm. Just tell him you're doing University of Phoenix online.
That I've learned this will work if you want to distance somebody. This may backfire. When you're having a conversation with him, lean in and just say, do you want a blowjob?
This guy might say yes, a little clean.
That's the same thing as like loaning somebody money who you know will never give it back to you. But it's like sometimes it's worth it to like give somebody $200 knowing that you'll never see them again. It's like, great, out of my life, it's worth $200. No, but maybe do you have a girlfriend? You can get a girlfriend, and then when he starts acting like your girlfriend, you can say, hey, dude, I already got a girlfriend. Back off. I've actually done that with girls. I'm like, you're like the most pain in the ass girlfriend I've ever had, and you're not my girlfriend. Leave me alone. I don't know where I was last night.
That story
is
bumming me out. That guy's story is bumming me out.
I know, because he did a nice thing to like bring someone in and include them. Yep. And then you realize that there's that terrible moment where you realize that the new person
you've made it wrong.
Isn't gelling with the other people. Now you've got to straddle two.
How do you think I felt at my bachelor party?
It's like you just defended the kid from the bully, and now that kid's clinging onto you.
Yeah, now you're going to beat his ass.
I mean, for the kid's own good, he needs to kind of learn a lesson, but I don't think that you're the one that gives it to him.
Especially with how loose everyone is now, like being loose cannons nowadays. You don't know if he's going to go off the handle and shoot up the whole school.
It sounds like your your shift is almost up. You're a senior, and you're about to be off to another school. Just make sure that he doesn't follow you to that school, because that could be severe trouble. And, just nudge him gently off to sea as you go.
How are
off
his
to school.
Grades? Are they bad? Just go somewhere where he can't get in.
No, you can't like base your life on where he's not going. Just
this is already too much because this is coming from a guy.
He's not going to go to school to the school you go to.
Well, you say that, but you know what? This guy, of course you're going to go where your only friend is.
I don't know what's more fucked up though: doing an underhanded like trying to like get away, or just being like straight up.
Being straight up, you're going to be a dick, but you know what? It's better to be a...
Maybe there's a way to do it without being a dick, though.
Yeah, maybe, but that's leading the guy on to think that there's still a friendship there.
Well, there are... It sounds like there's many red-hot moments like where he's telling you straight up, where were you when you were with other people, you were with other friends, and right there, you just say, hey, look, it's a little inappropriate for you to be so upset with me because I hung out with my other friends. Yeah. You're not my only friend.
And I told you, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, I like to enjoy myself. Those are the days I hang out with the cool people.
You can let them know gently that he's not the only person in your life. Sometimes people
need agreed that Thursday...
A little taste of reality.
Monday through Thursday, you would eat your lunch by yourself in the bathroom.
I've written friends off and just not talked to them because they're so clingy. It's really fucking annoying. It's really super duper annoying. Super dips!
Yeah, it's kind of like when you like meet that person at like summer camp or something that like latches onto you, but you're like, I know it's only like 2 weeks, it's fine. But then this is.
I ever tell you guys about Meatloaf,
the singer?
It was before I even knew who the singer was. I wasn't familiar with the singer Meatloaf when I was in seventh grade, but I was familiar with Meatloaf, the girl that was in seventh grade.
She
was this poor, poor girl who had a very unfortunate face, and it was very, very pale white and. She had some kind of deviated septum or something, so her nose was very thin, and she breathed through her mouth. But she was a very skinny girl, but she was like translucent, pale white skin.
What kind of meatloaf do you eat?
And everyone called
fish
her
meatloaf?
Meatloaf, yeah. Everyone called her Meatloaf, and I'm not going to use her real name because it's rude.
But you use her real nickname.
Yeah, it's true.
Hey, everyone, remember that really pale girl named Meatloaf in the 70s?
Seventh grade, not 70s. Very different, Tyler. But I was, I stuck up for it, very briefly. It's not like I took it on.
Sorry,
like,
60s.
But like once, some guy was being an asshole. I'm like, dude, back off. I almost used a real name. I'm like, stop calling her that. It's not even an app name. Horrible. And
I understand why you're making fun of her, but like we could go Nosferatu. Like there's so many other fucking things.
Yeah, we could go Soul Filet. We could go
Nosferatu. Would have been much. At least be clever
for yourself. Yeah.
At least be clever.
We could go Lemonade Jello.
All it took was one person to say Meatloaf. And like if you were to take the singer Meatloaf, like almost his polar opposite would be this girl. Really. The only way you can make him more polar opposite is if a Meatloaf had a giant afro and was black.
She sounds like a corpse that was found at the bottom of a river.
She looked like a dead girl. She did look like a dead girl. She could probably get work as a dead girl.
We were barely 17, but we were barely dressed.
Flash forward like about a week, and I saw written on her desk, she sat kind of by me, her real name plus
no.
ABC.
No.
Yeah.
She got super.
Oh, man.
So what'd you do?
Killed her.
I went to a different school.
You should have walked over and you should have pointed at that and said, did you write this, Meatloaf?
Oh, my God.
You misspelled your name. You spell it M-E-A-T. Yeah, it was bad. What was worse is imagine not having any reference point for Meatloaf, the singer, which no one did. I don't think any of us did. And whoever named her that was just thinking of some kind of gross food that they didn't like. It's just, but the name was so apt. But it was not apt.
And you could have told somebody, oh, this is great. Meatloaf has a crush on me. And then
that's very
to this day, that person thinks Meatloaf the singer is a pedophile.
Oh, you know, I was called Meatloaf. Ever tell you guys this?
No.
Oh, shit. At a strip joint.
You have a lot of Meatloaf related.
At a strip joint in Vegas years and years ago. And my thing that used to be, I go to strip joints, ignore the strippers, hit on the bartenders. That was my thing.
Mm.
And it worked a few times.
I remember you telling me about this strategy and that you would go to Vegas without any, no room and board planned, right?
Right.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, that was Max and I. We just wander around from casino to casino. Well, it's okay when you got stimulants. You don't need a place to sleep.
Where's Max now?
He's off taking pictures of naked girls in Dubai at this very moment. But that's my buddy that they met at my bachelor party. But I'm at the strip joint, and I'm striking up a conversation with a very attractive bartender.
I was talking about the other Max.
Oh, Max. Our boss, the guy that greenlit the show.
It doesn't matter.
The guy that greenlit the show is no longer with his company.
It was an inside comment that doesn't get an explanation.
9 years ago, when the guy greenlit the show, he's no longer with his company. We just learned, so we don't know what the future of the show is.
Because they just learned about this show.
And if you know where he's at, send us an email, because no one else will talk.
So I'm talking to this very attractive bartender, mm-hmm. and she's talking back, and there's a mutual interest.
How's the wreck?
She's giving me free drinks, which you always know. You can always tell a bartender likes you when she's not taking your money and she's just serving mm-hmm. you drinks. And then she comes up to me and she drops the hammer. And the hammer's this. She goes, don't take this the wrong way because I find him very attractive. But you remind me a lot of Meatloaf.
Ooh. Oh, no.
That's good and terrible.
Oh, it's no. So such a mixed signal. It's,
okay, you find me attractive. That's good. But, you know.
I want you to know I want to bang you, but it's yeah. because you remind me of the Elephant Man.
That's funny you would say that because you know what? You remind me of that woman from Throw Mama from the Train. And I find her very attractive.
More Tyler references. That's what I like about the show. Mr. Furley or whatever the fuck his name is.
The chick from Mama from the Train, that horrible woman, she could have been Meatloaf's mom. It would have made sense. I mean, the Meatloaf from my seventh grade, the girl. I'm being mean.
Well, I had a conversation with a friend of mine who said it must be really hard. She said it must be really hard. Oh, I know what it was.
That was backwards. That's what you said.
We saw a couple of girls. One is a legitimate model, and she was striking, and her sister was very pretty, but not as striking as the model. Mm-hmm. And we were talking to them in a yogurt shop, and then we left, and she goes,
what is your life?
She goes, well, I knew the model. Uh-huh. I mean, like, I didn't know her. I didn't know her, but I knew. Okay, the sister is hot. I'm looking at the sister for a second, and then I knew the other chick was hot because of the way she was dressed, because she was trying to cover up. And then when we got close to her and we talked to her for a minute, it was like, oh yeah, you're clearly so-and-so. Point is, here's the point. She goes, that must be really hard to be a sister of a super hot model who's kind of famous. And I went, I don't think so, because I know girls that are sisters of famous actresses and stuff, and they're cool. But do you think it's a burden for the kid who has a super hot sibling, because I think it's probably just how they're brought up, because I know girls that have stunning, ridiculously hot
what's
sisters.
Happening right now?
But do you think that they are aware of that and always and are jealous? Because I think maybe there's little spurts of that. But I think overall, as long as they get along, everything's fine, right?
I think there's a complex if everyone around you is always saying like, oh, you have the hot sister. You have a hot sister. Your sister's hot.
You have a good point. You have a good
point. You would get some sort of complex. No matter how attractive
you
are.
Hey, how come your sister was on the cover of a magazine and you're not?
You know what happens? Is
big boobs.
The non-hot sister just gets super, super smart. You fill niches. You figure out what your niche is and you go with it.
I went to school with Phil Niche.
Phil Niche? What did he play? Keyboards in... Didn't you listen to a keyboard player?
No. It's Nick Rhodes you're thinking of. Nick Rhodes. Duran Duran.
So are we done with the advice on that one? Did we help that person at all?
Yeah. I feel like the guy should just, you know, senior year. What is the month right now? It's January. Oh, fuck. He's still got another
four months. He said he's got like 3 or 4 months. Yeah.
Here's the deal. I got an idea. Here's a better
senior
idea.
Senior year is really important, though. He's going to be going to a lot of parties. I mean, it's an issue.
Tell
he
him.
He needs to just listen to this episode.
I was going to say, tell your friend that you had a problem and you called a show. And they came up with the answer.
No, you can't say that it's
he's
yours.
He's never heard this show in his life, and he just pops it on. Like he's just like he pretends like it's a radio almost.
Yeah.
This is a weird show. And then he just happens to hear this here program, which is parallel to the actual problem he's having. And every time we hit on an actual point, he just looks over at his friend and a shotgun, sitting shotgun.
Just stares at him.
Like,
you... Okay, the person who asked the question, you give your friend a CD of the show and tell him I called in.
CD?
A CD?
I wrote,
run on a reel-to-reel.
Compact disc.
I wrote in.
Cassette tape.
I wrote into this show that I listened to.
Wax track.
And they gave me advice that I'm going to follow. And here's that advice. Dump your fucking loser friend. Okay, next call.
Start calling him Meatloaf.
Yeah.
Call him Meatloaf. That does seem to work.
No, it really, you go back to senior year, like, that could be an important part of a lot of people's lives. Not so much mine, but a lot of people, I think, would you know, it's like the ending of a chapter. And you
know what?
Be,
tell him you're thinking of raping a child. He might cut off the relationship.
All right, we have another good one.
It might be a little extreme. I don't know if I would.
Tell him you eat your own shit.
Wow. We're not that show at all.
I know we've been friends for a while.
Are we moving on to the next one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think we've mined that.
So I thought you were just talking to me right there, and I was going to be like,
what are you trying to say?
Friends.
Tell them you have full-blown AIDS and you're not going to the doctor.
Full-blown AIDS.
Somehow they diagnosed you, but you're not going. You're not going back. You're going to let it take its course. Like it's a cold.
Tell them all your friends die. And you don't want him to die.
You're like Spinal Tap and he's
so
like
much.
A drummer.
Care about him so much that you're afraid he's going to die, so he should probably
your
stay
away. Your Spinal Tap, he's the drummer. Nice, yeah. Mike. I like
tell
that.
Him, tell him, I don't know how to explain this to you, but the best I can do is say, do you ever have a friend who you think you're their only friend and you don't want to be friends anymore? And see what he says.
Find somebody else and hook them up with that other pathetic
you know what?
Person. That's what I do at camp all the time.
If you can live with yourself, you could probably kill him.
No. No, find bury somebody him. Else. Find somebody. Find a
surrogate
find
you.
Yeah, and I go out like the three of you guys for yogurt one
develop,
time. And then just leave.
Yeah, develop a robotic version of you and have that guy show up sometime.
Oh, I take the easy way out.
And 78 years of your life.
You know what a better operating system would be, if, going back to her for a second, is if you could make an operating system that's kind of based on your own personality as a teenager, like you're a young teenager, right. And it's programmed to fight against that self-doubt in your head. You know, like if everyone says, like, if I knew what I know now back then,
yeah,
that would be a great operating system to have. Much better than fucking Scarlett Johansson, who you can't even touch her big little boobs.
You know what a fear of mine would be is knowing what I know now and getting a chance to go back and being worse.
Oh, that's a horrible fear. Yeah, then what do you do? Then you know all is lost. But what if you had a little voice in your head that was like encouraging constantly, like, now I know you're afraid to... You know, go talk to that girl, but you really should. You have it just like tells you good things about yourself. That'd be much more valuable than Scarlett.
Yeah,
Johansson.
Then it gets hacked by the Impractical Jokers guys, and then your life is ruined.
Your life is fucked. But it's better than Scarlett Johansson just going.
I was saying Johansson.
How would you touch me? How would you touch me?
There's a lot of sex in that movie. A
lot of sex, considering it's a
lot of mustachioed Joaquin beating off.
A lot of Johansson.
Yeah.
Hey, did you let me?
The surrogate thing was really uncomfortable.
Oh, you saw it.
That was so weird.
I didn't even realize that it was Olivia Wilde till after the movie.
No, that wasn't.
Okay, where's Olivia Wilde?
She was the date.
God, I'm dumb.
Yeah.
I'm really stupid.
She was not the surrogate.
I like Olivia Wilde, and she usually pops out at me. So what the fuck's wrong with me? Come on. Quick question. Did she – remember that one part where she's Scarlett Johansson was talking to him about how she was fantasizing being having a body?
Yeah. Mm.
Did she say anything about scratching her vag?
No.
What?
I'm pretty sure I heard it. And where it really turned me off.
Oh.
It really turned me off.
Oh, I thought you were saying on.
I don't remember hearing that, and I think that would stand out to me.
I think I'd remember a disembodied OS.
I pretended that I was fantasizing that I had a body, and I know it's really stupid. You're gonna make fun of me, but I was actually in the body, and I had feelings, and I had to scratch my vag. I swear to God, I heard her say that.
Maybe she did,
and it was. I felt like it was not placed properly, and it was wrong.
Now I take it back. I love that movie.
All right, tight.
All right. Dear Pabs, I'm 25 years old and I work at a high school for at-risk kids.
Wait, I thought it started off with I had friends. Jesus. Or you and I have been friends for a long time. Isn't that what you said?
Yeah, I don't know why I said that.
That was weird, Ty. Were you actually saying that to me and then I shot you down and now it's awkward?
Yes.
Okay, back to the start over. I'm sorry.
I'm 25 years old and I work at a high school for at-risk kids. Mm-hmm. Recently, a young man was enrolled.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. God, I will forget forever. Got an email from a listener who is like the head administrator at a psychiatric hospital in Arizona. And he listens to this goddamn show while he's administrator. The head administrator.
Oh, no. Wow.
Yeah.
Is he like HR, like administration? Like,
he didn't go into that.
Yeah, maybe he just like works with like. Maybe it doesn't affect other people's mental
health. I should have pulled. You know what? I'll try and pull that email. That was good. Okay, go ahead.
Don't pull the email. You're not going to pay attention to the advice.
I am a man, so I can do two things at once.
Wow. Okay. And neither of them well.
I made fun of a girl earlier today who was sitting there. Her name's Emily. Sex with Emily. Emily Morse.
Mm-hmm.
And we were both working on stuff, and then we both agreed that we shouldn't talk to each other because we were both falling behind on our work, even though I wasn't because I can multitask. And I said that to her. I said, I can continue talking. I won't, though, but I can because I'm a man. I know you can't do two things at once because you're a woman. She didn't even hear me. Proved my point. Let's move. Let's move on. Let's hear that advice.
All right. So at-risk kids. Recently, a young man was enrolled here, and when I went to meet him, his mom looked very familiar. Mm-mm. I won't say the name, but his mom is a pretty famous porn star. I had to be sure, so I started investigating at a rate that would have put Sherlock Holmes to shame. I like this email very much. I verified her real name online, and it is definitely her. I work in a city just outside of Phoenix, so I was pretty surprised it was her. I'm 100% true here when I say that she was making eyes at me. Oh, Jesus. But I'm smart enough to know that she probably knew I recognized her and was playing her part as the flirtatious adult performer. Of course, I don't know for sure. Let's just. This is like.
I don't think she would take that road. If
I think
that
she
guy
would.
Knows that I've been fucked on film,
no,
he'd probably beat
I
off
think
me.
She would.
I'm going to flirt with him.
Fucked
I think.
On
I think
film.
She would. Because I think those girls know how to manipulate, and I think she would do it to get better service for her mentally imbalanced friend or whoever she has there.
This line is gold right here. I hope he made it up himself, but even if not, it's still great. Let's just say I've been quite a fan for a long time, and I've spilled more seed to her videos than if I was holding a bucket of David's during an earthquake.
Wow.
For those of you who don't know, David's is a prominent brand of sunflower seed.
I think that might be original.
I like it a lot.
I think that might be original.
It's good.
Not done, Mike?
Okay.
Because I'm young and dumb, I immediately started thinking of all the different ways I could put myself in an optimal position. But believe it or not, I'm not unethical enough to use my job for personal gain. Although it did cross my mind to really look out for this kid and be a mentor to him so he boasts about how awesome I am to his mom. Her son is gay, though, so it may be more difficult for him to relate to me. I'm not sure why, but my question is, should I pursue this or not? I'm not looking for anything serious, as I can't bring myself to date someone who receives bukkake for a living.
Oh, she's still active?
I don't have those details. The plot twist right here. I'm not a teacher. I work as security, so I have very little contact with the parents as far as grades, behavior, etc. The only times I really ever speak with parents is when they're on campus for whatever reason. I'm not really sure if I should leave this as a fantasy. I understand that she has tons of tests, but I also know porn stars go through constant STD screening, so I'm not worried about catching anything. If I go for it, what's the best way to align the stars? She's not married and lives with just her son.
I'll tell you one thing. I get some advice that's good advice. One is you should absolutely just leave most things as a fantasy, but you're probably not. So I don't know.
What was...
Of course he should leave it as a fantasy. Why get messed up in that? But who's going to do that, realistically?
He's a security guard. He should hop on every opportunity he's got. Think of Reggie. Okay, now, as soon as I heard he was a security guard, first, A, way too smart to be a security guard, right? Unless you're stealing lines from people.
Okay.
You're way too colorful with your language to be wasting your life as a security guard.
Yeah, that's a good email. That's maybe our best advice request email.
With the chillins there.
If you want to move out to California, you got three signatures right here to replace Reggie with you.
Second of all, I thought it was very unethical if you were the teacher. I thought he was like the mentally challenged gay kid's teacher to this porn star mother. As soon as I found out that you're just there kind of making sure that no one goes, brings guns on campus, bang away.
That's what happened to me when I was reading through it. I was like, well, you saved that little tidbit for the end there, buddy boy.
Yeah, that's a great scenario to be in.
All right.
We should, hey, can we visit the school?
You know what they say, flash the badge, smash the veg.
Tyler?
That's what they say.
It's not how, no one says that.
That's definitely what they say.
I don't think anyone says that. All right, I'm being distracted now because I'm looking for
something. Yes, exactly. I told you that this would happen.
Because my email's choking with other things. By the way, I would like to thank, I don't know if any of them listen to this program.
Speaking of choking with other things.
Tyler?
What?
But
sorry, old friend.
Chris, Evan, and Trevor, who have been helping me with the latest Cole Cockle, the only first Cole Cockle production, have been, holy shit, have they been helpful. And what? Yeah, a lot of you guys are very, very helpful, but I just wanted to particularly thank those three. And Riley may be also very, very helpful in the near future. But everyone has been super helpful. But those three guys, talked to them way more than they probably anticipated I would. Chris in particular, holy shit, he's probably spent 30, 40 hours just in the last week working on stuff. It's unbelievable. So it puts a lot of pressure on me, but I need that. It's going to be good. It's going to be good shit. We're going to have something up soon.
Ooh.
Yeah, and then I'm not going to put it on the internet, because then it won't be it won't qualify for festivals. So I don't know what's gonna happen to it. I don't know. Yeah.
When does it start?
I sent it. I finally cast my woman, my mother. I have an older mother in the short script. She needed I cast her, so she needed the script, and she found it very creepy and funny, which is exactly what I was going for. Creepy, funny.
Is there any way you can write in a porn star from Arizona?
Mike needs to know. Now, you know what this guy needs to do. He needs to send back an email to us with the porn star's name. We won't talk about it, but we need to.
Yeah, because I want to know
if she's worth it.
Yeah,
the hassle.
Yeah. I want to know. Big boobs, definitely little boobs. Want to know big time.
Big boobs, little boobs. I'm sorry. I'm looking for.
All right, you want another
email?
One?
I'm looking for the email.
Are we done with that guy?
Let's go. Bring it on.
Did we solve this question?
How many
at all?
Do we have?
No, we didn't solve it. I don't think. I think just to stay out of trouble, he should do it, but. I don't know.
I say flash the badge, smash the veg.
I think I don't think the
I don't like that. Scene.
I don't think actually having sex with her is going to be.
Can I trademark that real quick?
Fantasy.
I see that on T-shirts everywhere.
Hey, do you like Peggy from Mad Men?
Do I like her in what way?
Would you like to see her boob or her side boob?
Okay, no.
Then never mind.
That woman does not do it for me.
All right. Another question.
I didn't think so.
Another question.
But I just wanted to make sure because I had a tip for you, but never mind. Got a tip I was going to pass along, but never mind.
Little side boob tip?
Mm-hmm.
Little dip
tip? Stop it, Tyler. It's too easy.
Sorry, guys. If you want some, you're speaking about Olivia Wilde. She flashes Skin?
I don't even recognize her.
In Drinking Buddies.
In her, so I'm okay.
The new film Drinking Buddies. Mm-hmm. Anyways. All right. My girlfriend moved in with me from Canada, 300,000 miles to Alberta. And we live happily for a year together. Then her 15-year-old daughter decided that she wanted to come live with us. I have no problem with it and was happy to bring them back together. Things went well until I had an opinion about anything and realized I had no say about what went on in my house. My opinions are tossed aside and my house rules are ignored. 2 years later, I have to put my foot down and ask her to move out with her daughter as I don't feel comfortable in my own home. I still want to maintain my relationship, but living together with her daughter is not an option. Am I doing the right thing? And should I get some nookie on the side after she moves out?
Nope. Done. Move away. Move on.
Just go to a different college.
All these questions are so troubling tonight.
All these people have like such real life problems.
I'm going to be 100% honest here. I didn't hear the first half of the question because I was.
I don't. You know.
I was looking for the email, but I found it.
There's
which is the good part.
There's always going to be the girlfriend has to make it clear to the daughter
what happened
for this
His girlfriend
to work.
Moved in.
Yeah.
And then like a year later, her 15-year-old daughter like wanted to move in, so she moved into. I guess they'd been estranged.
First thing
like
I got to say is your girlfriend's way too old. She's got a 15-year-old daughter.
Well, maybe he's old.
That's good, Mike. That doesn't matter.
Mike assumes all our listeners are 23.
No, it just doesn't matter. Anyone doesn't matter. Oh, you could be 7 years old.
Gotcha,
your
gotcha.
Girlfriend
yeah.
should not have a 15-year-old
yeah.
daughter.
Yeah.
Because, yeah. Okay. his thing is like what he doesn't have a space, and now there's two of them, and one's young.
Well, he had her move out, but now he's trying to figure out what to do from there.
He had her move out because she had a freeloading 15-year-old daughter.
No, because they didn't respect his house rules.
But we need
and
more
he had
information.
No say in anything.
But
yeah.
did the girlfriend happily move out, and the relationship is continuing? Cause, which I doubt.
How did he get her out like peacefully? Yeah, what's going on there?
Mm.
Uh huh. Not enough information here, sir.
If you're having a relationship with a woman or a man that has a child that's nearing that irritating age, which is 15, and they're going to live with you and you pay most of the bills, you need to set some ground rules that you're like an equal parent, right?
Yes.
And the kid has to abide by your rules too because it's your friggin' place.
All right, Anderson, what's your email?
I'm sorry. Do you have another one?
I got one more.
Let's do one more. I feel like I dropped the ball on that last one.
I'm moving to Seattle from Minneapolis at the end of February.
Smart
I'm
move.
Taking my car out there and have a friend join me for the trip.
Mm-hmm.
What should we listen to during our long drive? Yeah. Obviously, just all of the
Film
after
ball.
Disasters.
Right.
Anderson's techno, Mike's 80s metal, whatever the hell Tyler listens to.
Techno? Why techno? What?
Because you love your 90s techno. Putting your head inside the speaker.
Find Ween.
Your shirtless dancing days.
Find Ween in your travels.
Or should I risk our bond and introduce my friend to the glory of the after disaster?
Yeah, ease him in.
Yeah, and then if you just drop him off halfway to Seattle if he doesn't like it.
I would say try an experiment and make the entire drive in silence.
I can listen to like spoken word with a girl. But with a dude, I can't. It's
yeah.
Weird. Is that weird?
Weird.
Look, with a girl, I could do it, but I don't
well,
know if
it's
I could
like
do
like romantic spoken word?
Yeah, like after disaster.
I'm touching your hair.
Do you like big boobs or medium boobs?
How would you touch me? I am the head administrator of a psychiatric hospital.
I give head to all the...
and often listen to the AD and Film Vault on Saturdays when I'm catching up on all my paperwork.
Is that the end?
You guys always bring a smile on my face, except for Mike, who I think belongs here at work with me. He didn't say that.
Oh.
He's catching up on paperwork, like writing down which retards they hit in the head
wow!
with a baton.
Oh, my God.
What?
Just kidding. I was making it like a mate.
What, the baton?
I think I just got whiplash from that entire exchange.
Well, they got him all drugged, and when one of them starts to escape, like a wild animal, they have to beat him to a pulp and put him in a padded cell, right?
Andrew, thank you very much for your email. I'm sorry that it went down this road. Yeah, you got to move out with a 15-year-old.
That's right. Kick out your girlfriend.
Well, what's the last? Oh, yeah. I don't know if I would expose your friend.
You got 3 years of blue balls with a 15-year-old.
If you are going to expose anyone to the after disaster, here's how you do it. You play them the first 5 minutes of Downtown Debacle.
And they'll be hooked for life.
And then you go, just kidding. And then you play them a good episode.
Or you go, you know what? People have been talking about this podcast. I think it's horrible. What do you think?
Something happened to me a couple weeks ago, maybe within the last week since I saw you guys last. And I felt the need to go back and research our own show and listen to that episode from like September or whatever, where we were doing the coffins and everyone, you named it like Bad is Bad or something.
Oh yeah,
I got
your text about it.
I got plenty of emails from people telling me how awful it was. Yeah, like, you know, you always say it's the worst episode ever. I listened to that fucker and I laughed all the way many times. It had a bit of a sluggish ending, but the meat of it was not bad. I was laughing. It was a good show.
Maybe the show has just lowered our tolerance for what we think is funny.
It was solid.
Super low.
It was a solid program. So,
For those who don't follow us on social media, I added one of the older episodes, 142, Vincible, when Anderson was feeling quite vincible.
Yeah, I like that episode.
That episode
I don't remember it, but
is
I liked
available
it.
Available on...
you're like slowly but surely adding old episodes?
When we have bandwidth.
Yeah. Hey, you guys, how much longer do you want to talk?
Not any.
Because I have to pee really bad.
I had to pee before the show started.
I'm peeing right now.
Okay, you win.
That's why I started talking about big boobs, because I was imagining places to put.
Yeah, if you get a little hard, then you don't have to pee as much. Did you know that?
I have to.
Wow.
Now that I thought about it.
Mike's pulling an Andy Dick.
I know, I'm sorry.
He's pulling an Andy Dick. All right. Start playing the music, I guess. Yeah.
So. I guess we'll just do whatever Mike wants, I guess.
Pee? Mike wants to pee.
Yeah.
Is that what you're suggesting?
I'm suggesting that I'm very hungry.
You look very tired, Ty Ty. How is it over there?
For good reason.
Mbika. How is it over there?
At NBC?
Yeah. I like to say the word. I don't like to spell it out for people.
It's good. It's not good tomorrow morning when I get there. Like,
your wife tell you I talked to her?
No.
Yeah. Had a little chat.
Why are you talking to my
wife? Chatskis.
When?
First we texted back and forth.
What?
Yeah. When's your birthday?
March 21st.
Oh, so I could have lied that it had something to do with your birthday, upcoming birthday, but no, nothing to do with that. Decided to reach out to your wife, and first I called her up, cold called her, right? And it rang 1.5 times, and then went to voicemail. I know what that means. That means I've been rejected.
Yeah.
So I left her a message saying, I don't appreciate being rejected. I feel
rejected. Why do I not know about any of this? Yeah.
And then she texts me back, and she goes, I'm sorry, I'm at pitching class, or I'm pitching practice.
Mm.
She had her hands full, literally.
Full of balls.
And then she called me back, and I gave her I offered something up to her, an opportunity, and she turned me down. And I'm sad. It's not going to leave it at that.
This is very vague, and I'm very confused. An it's opportunity like, for me or for her?
For her. I had nothing to do with you.
Oh.
You weren't involved at all.
She's not going to braid your pubes for money.
Tyler's wife is
a professional. Not the kind of hair she does.
A professional hair lady. And I had something, an offer. She couldn't do it. You guys are going out of town or doing something else. I don't know. So it was something. It was a logical explanation as to why I could not use her
so
services.
So she came up with a good lie?
Yeah, quick, on the fly. I'm just going to leave it at that. I like to tell my friends about talking to their wives. And
Mike, did you talk to Lauren this week?
No. Should I?
Yeah, why not? Just call her up.
Oh, I thought you meant like something happened.
She'll reject you.
She'll
reject you at first. But the best part is she won't tell her husband that she talked to you.
What are you talking about?
You
what
guys see each other a lot.
Me and who?
You and the Mrs. White?
Yeah. I mean, yes.
I don't see my bitch much at all.
I see her in the morning when I leave, and then I see her for about 4 hours.
Oh, you get the 4 hours?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't get to see my bitch. You know what I hate is when people call their girlfriends or wives bitches?
Yeah, I don't like
my
that
bitch.
Either. I don't like
or,
that.
You know what's even worse?
The old lady.
Oh, it's so bad.
The old lady, yeah.
Or like when you talk about your dad and you call him my old man. Yeah, I'm going to see my old man. Ugh, Christ almighty. Open up a Budweiser and cut off the sleeves of your shirt.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Don't like it. Going to see the old man today. That's all I have to say about that.
At this point, are there more things you dislike than like?
Yeah, absolutely. For sure. But I think we talked about it on the show. Like, I think that everyone has... No, I know.
Oh, about, I had a dream that
I was
like,
about racism.
I was saving Shamu at SeaWorld.
Oh, yeah? How'd it work out?
I think it worked out well.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how we got away because he was a whale.
You saw black whale, blackfish, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did you see it on CNN?
No, I saw it on Netflix.
I wonder if the CNN version showed the beat off part, or if they censored that.
The beat off part.
Yeah. Tillicum, they actually make him come.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I wonder if they showed that on CNN.
How do they do it?
With their hands.
His penis is that big? Isn't?
Well, they like kind of like. Well, they don't, like, hug it, but, I mean, they, you know, use both palms.
One guy rides it like a merry-go-round.
Nope. That'll work. I just won 20 bucks.
They put him on his back, and he puts on big spring shoes.
You know that that horrible trailer for Saving Mr. Banks? And he looks at Emma Thompson and goes, I just won 20 bucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like 150 nowadays.
On the merry-go-round.
That's how he made Disneyland.
Mm-hmm. Yep. He just brings all these crotchety old riders on.
Is this the worst show we've done in a while?
No.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I feel like it was.
No.
I feel like
I saw Saving Mr. Banks.
Oh, you did?
I liked Emma Thompson. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I liked the writers.
But, I loved some of that stuff. Flashbacks were miserable.
The flashbacks were annoying.
Mm-hmm.
They could have told the story without those at all.
Tom Hanks, not good. People are going, he was snubbed. He should have been up for an award. He was a magnificent performance.
No, he just played like a
It was like somebody imitating Tom Hanks poorly. That's what it felt like. Okay. Enough of that.
Good night, everybody.
That's the first half of the show.
Oh, good day.
Join us in 2 minutes for the second half.
We're doing a second half.
We got a second show coming
up. In. I will have reports and probably a lot of annoying stories about Dodger Stadium hockey game that I'll be going to with Kiss playing. Apparently, they're playing in the beginning and during an intermission.
What?
And
I didn't know that.
It's going to be a total spectacle.
What?
Beach volleyball fucking players just for the NBC feed so that they can cut to, like, I'm sure they're going to have staged idiots with their shirts off wearing visors playing volleyball. They're probably not going to be playing volleyball at
big
all
moves,
until
though.
They're about to go to a commercial, and then they'll be like, okay, guys, start playing volleyball, and then the camera's going to sweep down on the fucking crane, and it's going to be stupid and annoying.
And you're going to be cheering because you're going to be drunk.
I might be drunk.
Really? That's good. Good production.
That's some good production. God be with you. Sorry, thanks for not listening.
Did you hear Bill talking about Penguins Dream Camp?
Yeah, we can talk about this off here. We don't talk about other podcasts.
Bill W.
Everyone, just delete this and listen to Bill Burr Monday Morning Podcast.
Wow, this actually might be the best advice you've ever given.
Yeah, that's gonna be the response every time you write in now for your advice. All right, you can send to theafterdisaster@gmail.com.
If we're talking about it. We'll talk about it on air instead of me going in there and talking to you about it. Well, I might as well talk about it. One of the funniest moments in the history of Bill, which is a lot of funny moments on that Monday Morning Podcast. But when they're starting to do this segment, which I would love to steal. I would love to steal, like, the accidental racist segment, because it's hilarious. And I don't know how much of it's true. Apparently, the first one was stolen from Reddit, where the guy was, like, getting annoyed at the gym because there's a black guy in front of him filling his water bottle with the water fountain.
Yeah.
It's really annoying. It's like one of the things you don't do at a gym. If somebody's behind you and you're filling your water fucking giant jug, you move aside. So the guy that was behind him said, remember when these guys had their own water fountains? Remember when these people had their own water fountains? Because there used to be two water fountains, I guess, one for that specifically.
Yeah.
And the black guy turned around and he heard him just say, like, you know. But the most recent one was...
You mean he met these guys like the gym?
No, like, there was a separate place to fill up your water bottle, apparently.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that's what I meant, yeah.
But it's accidentally racist, right?
Yeah.
How do you even explain that? But apparently that guy, the email stole it from a Reddit thread, or who knows, whatever. Anyways, the most recent one was a girl left her purse upstairs at a party, and she sent her boyfriend to go up and get it. So he went and he ran upstairs, and he poked his head inside the party and said, hey, have you guys seen a black person in there? Have you guys seen a black person here?
Oh, no.
And everyone stopped. And they're like, and he's like, hey, have you seen a black person here? Why are you all looking at me? And Bill's like, what? I don't get it. Are you suggesting it's a black vagina? What do you mean black purse? What is that? And then he's like totally confused for like a good 45 seconds. And then he reads further. And the guy actually wrote in the email, now, I know you're a really horrible reader, Bill, so I'll spell it out for you. It sounds like black person here. It was, and then when he figured out what it really was and how stupid he was, and he's laughing, I'm not doing it justice, but I couldn't stop laughing at the gym.
He had one this week where he was reading the email from the guy, and he was like, oh, you sound like just a fucking typical frat fuck and, like, super annoying. And then the next line was like, now don't jump to any conclusions. I'm not one of those typical frat guys. And Bill just starts losing his shit. He's like, you totally busted me.
I'm behind because I was sick for 2 weeks, and I can only listen to Bill when I'm at the gym. It's my reward. And you know what? There's something to be said about ripping muscle tissue, working hard, sweating your ass off,
looking at cans,
and laughing while you're doing it. It's really great. Everyone else is in there; they're listening to God knows what.
Make it harder.
Techno, and they're all intense and like. I'm sitting there laughing.
Techno.
Glorious laughter.
People listening to techno.
You're probably gonna hurt yourself.
Bill's on my shoulder.
You're in the hospital. What happened? I was bench pressing 500 pounds and I started giggling.
I am. You know what? That is a real possibility. I actually did rip out my shoulder a little bit because I started laughing and I lost control of the police.
Because laughing is not appropriate for anything that needs great concentration. If you're a race car driver and you start cracking up going into a turn.
Hey, I'm giving up on the dream of combining comedy and good sex. But this is the next best thing. Hardcore working out and comedy. It's a good mix. I'm on to something. Thanks for not listening.
That's funny, though, because I heard your sex was laughable.
Mm. You're going to end it on that?
Flash the badge, smash the badge.
Okay. You recouped.
I need to hear Matthew McConaughey say that.